The new David Ives play, Venus in Fur, is set at an actress's audition for an up-and-coming playwright, and it's nothing if not a paradox. It has no violence, yet there are intimations of menace. There's no sex, but plenty that's erotic. Director Cynthia Levin says that through the rehearsal process, what the play means to her and her cast keeps evolving.
We have found about 10,000 levels at this point of this play. It's about male and female relationships. It's about dominance and submission. It's about power and who has the power and how do you use that power and how does that power shift, actually. And a lot of times it comes down to role-playing and to, certain strengths and certain weaknesses in a relationship.
Venus in Fur made enough of a splash off-Broadway in 2010 to then move on to Broadway. In the Unicorn production, Rusty Sneary plays Thomas Novacek, a playwright at the end of a grueling day of auditions. He's about to call it a night when the room is besieged by a force of nature, a mercurial actress named Vonda Jordan, played by Vanessa Severo.
Have you read it?
I flipped through it kind of quick on the train. So what can you tell me? This is like based on something, right? Besides the Lou Reed song, Venus in Furs?
This is based on an old German novel called Venus in Fur, singular, by Leopold von Zacher Masek.
I bet you read German. I bet you read it in German.
I did, actually. Anyway, the book was a huge scandal in 1870.
Well, sure. It's basically S&M porn.
It's not S&M porn.
You don't think it's porn or porn-ish? For medieval times, 18-whatever, I mean?
Venus in Fur is a great love story. It's a serious novel. It's a central text of world literature.
The play is about an audition only on its surface. It becomes, over its 90 minutes, a cat-and-mouse game of dominance and submission. Rusty Sneary and Vanessa Severo take turns explaining who their characters think they are and how their fateful meeting alters that.
To me, I think this guy thinks he knows exactly what he is and is pretty sure of himself, but, you know, learns about himself and discovers kind of who he really wants to be, or maybe that he's not who he wants to be. So it's kind of a journey through the play, I think, of just being taught by this woman, like, some things that excite him that he hasn't realized before, or some things that he doesn't like about his life that maybe he hasn't given that much thought to, or maybe he has.
There's a line in the play that says, that talks about relationships and how one person must be the hammer and one must be the anvil. I think, you know, she comes into this room and there's a chemistry and a power play, and I think people take turns being the hammer and the anvil.
Severo adds that the intricate sexual power games on display called forth a lot of mutual trust, and one night, a special visitor to the set.
We had a sex therapist come in, and we got to talk to her, which was fascinating. I was curious about a submissive, dominating relationship, and what's the kick out of that? What they find is they set up this roadmap of what I like, what you like, what you can do, what you cannot do, and they adhere to it completely. So what they're doing is building trust.
If audience members who aren't actors think the audition process is something foreign to them, think of job interviews or blind dates, which are in essence auditions of a different color. Steve Walker, KCUR News.